Hello and welcome to Massage Therapy Radio. I'm your host, Don Dillon, and tonight's topic is avoiding costly telephone tag with an online scheduler. Tonight's seminar is part of the series More Productive, More Time to Care, produced by Don Dillon. You can hear replays of past shows by visiting massagetherapyradio.com. Our co-host tonight is Eric Brown of bodyworkbiz.com. Eric, welcome to the show.
All right, thank you, Don, and thank you very much for organizing this series of broadcasts. It's going to be very exciting. We're going to learn a lot about technology and really looking forward to it.
Well, I know it's been your mission to work with massage therapists and try to bring them more online in terms of using websites and other essential technology tools. And as you know, I've been teaching the charting skills workshops for years, and I always get the question, when are we going to have this methodology available in a sort of a handheld computer access to, so that we can record our treatments and assessments? So it occurred to me that there are many technologies out there that massage therapists could be using to save themselves time, energy, and money, and aren't making full use of it. So I think over the series we're going to have 10 guests speaking to technologies that massage therapists can use. I think it's going to be a very exciting series. Our guest tonight is Max Fanderl, and he is from bookingcalendar.com, and he's going to share with us how to automate our appointment booking with his product, bookingcalendar.com. This is just a quote from Max. After researching markets, we realized that the spa and massage therapy is the fastest growing market in America and Europe. We also learned that many of these businesses are working from home and do not have a receptionist. Their biggest problem is playing telephone tag to create and keep a solid customer base. An online appointment scheduler provides 24 hours a day access to booking appointments without the need for a receptionist. So, Max, I'd like to welcome you to the show.
Yeah, thanks, Don, and Eric, thanks for inviting me for that episode here and for the show here. I'm very excited to be on your radio show there and share my experiences, what we have done within the last almost 9-10 years in that kind of online appointment scheduling business, and let's go from there.
Excellent. Well, Max, we're going to be asking you some questions initially about how massage therapists can bring technology into using technology in their businesses. But I'm going to ask. We're going to defer to Eric for a moment, and Eric is going to tell our listeners how to actually send in their questions in this live show so they can ask you questions directly. Eric, can you explain that for our audience?
Absolutely. If you have any questions at all for Max about online scheduling and using technology in this way, you'll see on the broadcast page there's a Q&A box. Simply type your question in that box. If you can give us your name and city, that would be great too. Not necessary, though. Click the submit button, and that will come straight to me, and we'll ask Max any questions you have a little bit later on in the call. And that's really all there is to it. We will also open up the phone lines, I believe, Don, for anyone that's calling into the line rather than listening to the online streaming audio, and we'll allow you to ask questions by phone as well.
Yes. Excellent. Thank you, Eric. Now, Max, let's get right into it. Now, you've been working, as you mentioned, with massage practitioners for the last 9 or 10 years. Can you tell us, are massage practitioners embracing technology?
Yeah, the key thing what we see is, I mean, especially in the massage therapy industry, or let's put it this way, in the complementary health industry, is it is an extreme fast-growing business, as you pointed already out there. And the biggest hurdle what we have seen is that a lot of these businesses actually start out small with a one-man or up to 3 people or 5 people operations. And the only handicap what most of the time they run into it is actually to schedule their appointments. A lot of companies say, well, you know, we can't afford a receptionist, or I'm only a one-man or a two-man operation. We can't justify a full-time person in our desk or in our office, right? So that's when we jumped right on it and said, well, you know, with today's technology and especially with the Internet, something can be done. And so what we have done there, actually we started at the very beginning with Fairmont Hotels at Banff and Lake Louise and worked with their concierge desks, because these were pretty much also companies who faced the kind of same problem to do bookings, let's say, for massage therapists, but they were never available to take the bookings on the end. So, you see, the problems were actually pretty much on both sides, not just from the customer, also from other people who wanted to create businesses for them. So what we decided then is, okay, let's build an online scheduler so that, first of all, the client itself can go online or the patient can go online, see what times are available, and then from there would be able to book themselves in. And, you know, just to make things a bit easier and shorter, because most of the time what the customer or the patient faces or what they run into as a problem is to, A, find out if there is an appointment open. And while they try to find out, they first deal with the telephone answering machine stating, call me back and I will call you back. And, you know, in this telephone game, on the end gets very frustrating and very costly on both ends, especially for the therapist on the end when they are, you know, not available at the beginning. And in the meantime, the client booked with the competition because they got a hold of them faster.
Yes.
So that's, you know, it's not just losing the initial appointment. Also what they were losing actually is a customer in the long run, because next time you would phone the therapist who treated you right away or helped you right away to answer your call. So in the long run, it actually, it's more than just, you know, not missing an appointment. It's actually, you might actually lose a customer on top of it.
So you had a quote from, I think, Massage Magazine or one of the massage publications about what the actual estimated dollar figure was of losing a client or patient?
Yeah, the Massage Magazine out of the U.S., they made a statement there saying, I guess you can read this off here, they're saying for someone who charges $60 an appointment on a daily missed appointment equals about $300 in lost revenue per week and $15,000 in lost revenue each year. So the short-term of cost missed appointments is easier to measure than the long-term cost of customers who stop calling as, you know, to get their services. I mean, these are the numbers. They don't come from me. They pretty much come from the Massage Magazine out from the States. And so you can say it's not just initial money what you lose. You also start to lose business. So over these years, what we also have found out is, and this is actually one of the other things, is, you know, appointment scheduling seems to be or sounds very simple, which is not really the case. If you, especially you guys know, there's so many different variations and rules and things in how to schedule appointments and what the patients can do, what they can't do, and so on. Based on these numbers, what we have learned over these years, we found one more new avenue where an appointment scheduler is really handy, is not just to have their patients go online and book themselves in. Actually, what we found out is it is only between 50 and 70% of a massage therapist's customers who actually will go online and book online. So that still leaves them about 30 to 50% who are not going online and book online. And one of the reasons is, as you all know, change is something what comes very slow. You know, lots of people are used to the phone and they want to pick up the phone and that's all they want, right? I mean, we see these numbers change, that people start to slowly change to use more the online part of it. But what we have included in our web application is that actually a therapist or a massage practice can actually create a login for a booking agent. So what this means is they could actually arrange a deal, let's say, with a call center or with a home-based answering service, and they can forward their phone to that call center or home-based answering service, and they can actually do the, you know, take the reservation for them. They can log into the system with their username password and do the booking right from there without doing any double bookings.
So this makes the best use of both worlds, it sounds like.
Absolutely, because now, you know, you as a small therapy company can actually afford a receptionist, because you will pay the receptionist based by booking or by phone call, however you set this up. So it doesn't matter if you're a one-man operation or five, six, seven people, or even a bigger organization like we see with family resource centers or the Planned Parenthood, you know, that they actually have call centers handling all their calls, and they're using our systems on the end to use it as a communication hub.
Max, what in your experience, if therapists are apprehensive about setting up this kind of service for themselves, what is the or any technology, what is the greatest barrier to massage practitioners right now implementing technology in their practice?
The number one is what we see is change. Nobody likes change. When you have done something for several years away which worked, it's hard to go away from it. That's number one. With anything we do in our life, somehow change is something hard. The second part, what we see is companies who deal with receptionists, because the receptionists are actually not supporting that system. They actually feel kind of vulnerable with the system in place. And we have a lot of companies using us and then stopping the free trial and say, sorry, I have to stop this for about 6 months until I have done some changes within my staff, because my staff is fighting a system like that, right? And because they feel vulnerable on the end and don't feel themselves as important anymore, or they feel actually they would lose a job, which is totally wrong, you know, because we see actually more and more bigger companies who have receptionists using us, especially as a, you know, added customer value, or doing bookings when their offices are closed, or especially maybe to free off some time for the receptionist to be actually more a receptionist than just a call center person, you know, to meet and greet people instead of just always being on the phone.
Okay.
Go ahead.
No, go on, please go ahead.
Yeah, the only thing is, you know, what I want to stress there is we are very specialized in appointment scheduling, right? And we have built, you know, while we went along, so many different features in our system which can be used as well. You know, besides appointment scheduling, we have things included like a wait list, gift certificates, buy credits, stationer room administrator, you know, if you share a room with a therapist, right, type of things. So in our systems, we added and we keep on adding more and more things into it. As an example, the next thing what we are just releasing right now as well is a WAP application, which means it will run on any cell phone, you know, so that you can book and administrate your bookings right on the cell phone. As you know, like Rogers and Telus, they're offering all this internet access right now on the cell phones. So you will be able actually to handle this all from there, right? We also are right now approved and actually listed in the Google Solutions Marketplace. So on the Google site, we actually there as the recommended online appointment scheduler, which is totally compatible with the Google Calendar. So if you have a Google email address, whatever, we are totally compatible to synchronize data between you know, our system and the Google Calendar. And so we just keep on adding more and more features into this like that, right? The only thing we have not done yet is, and that's what I want to also point out, what makes us a bit unique to anybody else is we did not get into the soap notes or insurance billing kind of software we have out there. And simply the reason is because these kind of software, you know, it's very specific. And these companies who have built these things, it took them many years to get there where they are today. And I just want to let you know, we actually have in our software something built in which is called an API, which stands for Application Interface. In other words, what this means is our software can literally be integrated into any other existing software. And so what we're doing right now, we're striking deals right now with other market-leading software, like insurance billing software and so on, to be integrated into their software.
Oh, excellent.
So we can be actually plugged in. Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say you can put several applications together, and they seamlessly integrate to make it easy to operate the business from one small computer.
Exactly, and that's what we really appreciate more. We say, like, you know, you can't do everything very well. You can't be specialized in one specific industry or technology, right? And so what we have done since day one is we say, yes, we have a plugin in our software which can be integrated into other software, and so we can literally use the best of all the worlds.
Well, Max, let's broaden our conversation then, because I know you are very adept at technology and your website has a number of videos that explain the application you're using and help people to develop skills in using it. What, besides the online booking, what other exciting technologies do you see developing for massage therapists now and in the future? You've mentioned the billing aspect for being able to bill insurance companies. What other kinds of technologies are coming along or applications are coming along that you think will be very good for massage therapists?
Well, in my eyes, the number one part, what I think is the most frustrating part, and, you know, the part where you can lose the customers really on it, is actually getting the business. And getting the business, you know, I think that an appointment scheduler is one of the most important things helping the massage therapist, especially the smaller companies today, to actually, you know, have access to your schedule and have people booking it, instead of you trying to deal with these kind of hurdles all the time, right? So I really think this is one of the biggest things which will help the massage therapist. I mean, the next technology right with it is then the patient or client information, like the soap notes, you guys call it in your industry. And then as an add-on, they might be coming on the billing part for the insurances to make things a bit easier, right? And then eventually on the end, which I don't think it's too important right now, is like the online marketing end of it. I still believe on, you know, massage therapy is based on local or surrounding business, and that this business or this kind of clientele will not necessarily go online and search for massage therapists within their own town or area, right? Actually, you know, to give you a different idea of what the booking calendar can do or an appointment scheduler can do is, and we see this with several other therapists already, what they are doing, instead of just using a call center or a home-based answering service, as an example, they go to the nearby hotels and resorts and motels and or information centers, you know, in the tourism areas, and they set them up as a booking agent as well, so that these concierge and the front desk people from the hotels can actually do bookings right for their guests right there, right at that moment, right? So this also enhances, again, business. And I think that's the key thing, is especially for the startup companies with one or two main operations, to give them the bookings they need.
I imagine that would be, of course, for massage therapists that are doing out calls or maybe a spa application. I imagine some of the larger clinics would benefit as well, because you could, when I've gone through your software, you can have a number of practitioners working under one roof and coordinate their schedule so that you could look at it at a glance. So it would be good for small businesses that don't have a receptionist, but it sounds like it would be a good application for larger clinics as well.
Absolutely, yes.
Good.
And the other thing is this, really, you know, if you see what's going on right now in any kind of online businesses out there, and I mean, scheduling is pretty much the core right now around the massage therapy end of it, you know, from the technology point of view. I mean, all the other patient management and so on is very important too. But bear in mind, you know, this kind of software, what I'm talking about here right now, online driven, is extremely affordable on top of it. I mean, we offer our system for literally $29 a month or like $99 a year, right? That's our starting cost there. So it's not really something you have to come up with a lot of money or invest money in a software and need a lot of training time on it with your staff and so on, like it used to be 5 or 10 years ago, right? So it's something also very affordable and very easy to, you know, to go on with it.
Max, let me defer to my co-host, Eric, to see if there are any questions that have come in from our listening audience so far. Eric, are there any questions streaming over?
We have a couple questions here, and I want to remind any of the listeners, if you have any questions on doing online booking, how that works, anything about the process, just type them in the Q&A box and click the submit button, and those will come to me. And Max, you're absolutely right. I'm amazed at what's available, sort of the power of this technology, and just how cheap it is. It's just unbelievable that we have access to these kinds of tools so inexpensively. What I would like you to do, Max, just because a lot, our massage therapists typically aren't very tech-savvy. We tend to be high-touch but not high-tech. So I'm wondering if you could just walk them through what this process is of online scheduling for those that aren't familiar with it. What's that like from the customer's perspective?
To start with, our system, you have the choice from the very beginning to say, okay, my calendar will be either open to the public, which means everybody can see the calendar and the available times, not just who you booked. You never will see that, right? Or it will be member or customer based so that you have to log in as a customer or a registered customer in order to see the calendar. So let's assume you get to the calendar through a web page or through a phone message, and it's depending how you start your setup. I mean, we're very flexible that way, but let's say we start with a very simple calendar coming up, and there's two therapists listed in the calendar. So what you would see is a monthly calendar, so all 30 days you see there, and on these 30 days you can actually see then the names who work on what days of the therapists, right?
Okay.
And all what you would do as the patient or the customer, you would actually go on the day and click on the schedule you want to use or the therapist you want to use. The next screen, what's coming up is displaying on the right-hand side the start time and the finish time of that therapist. Let's say they start at 8 a.m. and they finish at 2 p.m. and you can see the interval of time blocks, we call it, or times how they would have their time blocks available. Let's say they have every 30 minutes a block showing up, let's say 8, 8:30, then 9, 9:30, and so on, right?
Okay.
And on the left-hand side, I mean, these time blocks, they actually show all up as green, as an example, with the time and it or open, so that means these kinds are available. And the other time blocks will show up as either grayed out or sold, or you can set up the system that it will not display them at all. It will just display the available time slots, right?
Okay.
And then on the left-hand side, you would just see a whole list of services you offer. It could be, let's say, as an example, a 30-minute massage, a one-hour massage, a 90-minute massage, a hot dog massage, and then, right? So all what the patient would do is, on the left-hand side, they would checkmark what they are looking for. And then on the right-hand side, it only will display the available time blocks you can click on.
Okay.
So very simple. From the calendar, click the day to see the schedule. You see the available times, click on the service, and then you simply pick the start time from there. I mean, the time you want to come. Let's say you want to come at 10 a.m., right? The next screen brings you to a screen where you put in the booking information. I mean, if you're already logged in, it will be pre-filled out, which can only be, it can be as simple as just the first name, last name, and an email address, or more questions if you like so, you know, if you need to enter more information. And then all you do is click book. And then from this moment, it will actually send an email notification to the massage therapist, and it will send a confirmation right to the customer that this is done. And, I mean, we have features built into it that you can also ask for payment before, you know, the appointment is booked, so that you would have to pay with PayPal, authorized.net, card service, or, I mean, we have several different payment gateways that you can actually ask for payment before it goes through, right? This is the basic process. It's simply just pick your day, pick the time, the service, say book, and you are in. The next powerful feature, yeah, go ahead.
And does the system send them a reminder closer to the appointment date?
Yes, only if you want to, right? So within the system, you can say, first of all, send them an email reminder 2 days, as an example, before the appointment happens, which is a huge money and time saver as well, because a lot of people forget about the appointments, and it's good to get a reminder to either cancel your appointment if you can't really come, which is very helpful instead of not showing up,
yeah,
right? Or simply then like, oh, yeah, I better make sure that I can come tomorrow because I booked this tomorrow and show up this case. And we also have, like, rules put into it where you can set up how far in advance they can do cancellations and so on and so on.
Okay, so there's a lot of flexibility to the system. Now,
it's huge, yeah.
Now, I have one listeners sending in a question because obviously there's sounds like there's lots of options here. They're feeling that it might be kind of complicated to use, and how long does it take? And the question is, how long will it take to learn to use the application? How complicated is it?
So from the customer's perspective itself, you know, to do a booking, there's no learning curve really required. It's really set up the way that it's like within three clicks, you are in and have done your booking. And we get really, really good feedback from a customer's level.
Mm-hmm.
I have to say, I mean, we redeveloped our software the last 4 years to an amazing software what we have right now. And as you can imagine, the more features you add into it, the more complicated it can get to set up, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of a catch-22. You know, at the beginning, maybe we were more simple. All our requests were, oh, yeah, I'm all set up, but I'd like to have this, this, and this, and this, and this. Now we have all this, and this, and this, and now people were saying then, well, how are we going to set this up?
So
we have solved it to, I would say, to the main part is we have included now at the beginning when you signed up a kind of a setup visit, which helps you to set up the basics and gives you already a template of what you want to do, right? So that is already a major help.
Okay.
Then the other part, right at the beginning when you sign up for your free trial, it actually walks you through a 5 or 6 step setup visit. And we had to do it simply because the software got more complicated than we started 8, 9 years ago, you can imagine, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then also what we have done now within the software itself, behind each or most important fields, we have like little question marks put into it which explain each field.
Okay.
And on top of it, what we have implemented, as Don mentioned before, we have actually a whole library, and I don't even know how many it is, of videos, online videos built in how-to and functionality of the software, like how to set up the buy credits feature, how to set up gift certificates, how to redeem gift certificates. So we have a full online video with screen movement on it and somebody talking and explaining each feature on there. And this is primarily used, needed for only for the vendor or administrator who sets up the system.
Okay, so between the common defaults and the support, somebody should be able to get up and running pretty quickly.
Yeah, normally what we see is now, I mean, I got to say, too, we see it on the different, you know, the whole, the user itself gets also way more used to the online applications, right? People are way more internet savvy than they used to be 5 years ago. And we
Absolutely.
Can tell right now, you know, we see when people sign up, and what we normally do is, and I still have somebody on in the background where they check and see what the trials are doing within the first 2 days. So they literally go on and see, hey, what are they doing? Are they set up already? If they need help, they might even get a call or an email from us and say, hey, we see you tried this and this to set up. Can we help you? As an example, we also have then free email support in there, right? And we also let them actually schedule an appointment with our tech support that they actually can get the initial startup and setup done as well.
Yeah, I have to commend you. Your support is phenomenal. You really really go way above you know what anyone can expect. So good for you. Another question we have coming in. A lot of massage therapists always take like they may have an hour booking, but they always take a break after. Can that be accounted for?